This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Chantelle Tucker is a Vision Services Support Officer for the sight loss organisation Guernsey Blind Association. Guernsey Blind Association was founded in 1919 and to this day continues to provide support to visually impaired people in Guernsey. It offers a wide range of services from social activities, a resource centre equipped with aids to help independent living, emotional and practical support, and more. How many people does Guernsey Blind Association support, more or less?
So being a charity, it's more or less the people that approach us for support. I would say we have roughly 400 people which are on our database, which we provide more frequent support to. But many more than that, we support on an ad hoc basis when they phone up, pop in, drop us an email, who don't need the regular support, who just need a bit of ad hoc advice or equipment.
Could you tell me more about the Resource Centre and what is available when people come to visit the Resource Centre?
So we try and keep our resource centre fully stocked with a lot of aids to help people on a day-to-day basis with their visual impairments. This can be anything from tactile bump-ons, liquid level indicators, talking scales. We have a wide range of magnifying glasses. We have handheld magnifiers to desktop and electronic magnifiers. We keep a broad spectrum of equipment in for people to pop in and have a little look and to try and see what might be suitable for them. We also reach out to a lot of UK-based companies in terms of specific equipment that perhaps is quite large or quite expensive that we don't keep in stock, but to tailor the support for individuals' needs.
Could you touch upon some of the popular activities and services on offer, including the weekly Thursday social group, which takes place on a Thursday afternoon?
Yeah, so our social group on a Thursday afternoon has been going for many, many years and is thoroughly enjoyed by everyone who attends it. We try and keep the focus away from visual impairments. We concentrate more on what they can do rather than what they can't do. And it's just an informal group for everyone to come along, have a bit of a chat. Of course, they can get some equipment or advice in relation to their visual impairment if they need it, but we try and keep it as fun as possible. So we do many different activities throughout the year. We have such organisations as the Healing Music Trust, who send musicians over to Guernsey and they travel around to the different care homes and activity centres. They come and always provide a much enjoyed afternoon of music and sing songs. Around Easter time, we like to make simnel cakes with them, where they'll make the cakes, bake them, decorate them. At Christmas time, we do the same. They always enjoy making a Christmas cake and then decorating it to take home. Throughout the year, we can do activities ranging anywhere from playing a game of bingo, armchair exercises. They thoroughly enjoy arts and craft sessions where we can either make window decorations or fun things for them to take home. We try and keep it as informal, lighthearted, and fun as we can, and quite often people just like to come along and just to catch up with people, see how everyone's doing, touch base, and we find it really helps to alleviate a bit of social isolation with people just knowing that there is other people out there who'll pick them up, make some nice homemade cakes, have a cup of tea and a bit of a chat.
What type of emotional support do you provide to anyone who is losing their sight, and how is this support provided?
Yeah, so a lot of what we do is providing emotional support both for individuals with their sight lost as well as family and friends, even colleagues and employers. I think a lot of the time when people come to us, they've had their diagnosis or they've noticed a decrease in their vision and everyone thinks the worst case scenario, they think end of the world situations. And we work with people quite intensively to focus on what they can do rather than what they can't do. We try and provide advice for little tips and tricks as to how to make their life a little bit easier, be it using their remaining vision, using different technologies and equipment, and really just work with people just to be that kind of ear at the other end of the phone to listen to them. We can just talk and spend the time to really get to know them, to identify their personal situation, their personal struggles, and to treat people like an individual, because as we all know, each visual impairment affects everybody so differently. Everyone has different struggles, everyone has different coping mechanisms, so it's really trying to tailor the support to the individuals. We also work quite closely, as I say, with friends, families, colleagues in a confidential manner, but also to help them best understand the individual's site condition and the struggles that they may be facing, any reasonable adjustments that can be made to really look at the person's holistic circumstance and how we can make a difference just to help them a little bit.
Can you tell me about the audio news service helping people keep informed of island life?
So back in the 1970s, it was identified that we have a local newspaper called the Guernsey Press, and it was understood that a lot of people were unable to read the Guernsey Press, so they were missing out on a lot of current news and information that was happening locally within the bailiwick of Guernsey. So a team of volunteers came together to meet at the Guernsey Blind Association, and they formed the Guernsey Audio News. It's a completely free service, and the Guernsey Press is back then cut out, stuck down on pieces of paper. Now it's all done digitally and edited from the online version of the Guernsey Press. And it's recorded once a week on a Thursday evening, still by the same team of volunteers. And it's then sent out to people on a USB stick via free post. We provide a USB player, so they receive their audio news stick and they can listen to the current events that are happening in Guernsey. The recording's between an hour and a half long, and we try and include top stories that's going on within the bailiwick, a little bit of information on sports. There's also a letters and opinions page, which is taken from the Guernsey Press. It's very much enjoyed by the people still who receive the service, because as they say, if they're elderly or don't have the tech capabilities to get the news online, if they don't have internet connectivity, it keeps them abreast with what's happening locally within the bailiwick and all the current affairs.
If any of our listeners would like to know more about Guernsey Blind Association or simply get in touch, how can to do this?
Anyone is welcome to contact us. You can contact us via telephone on 01481 236 933. You can email me directly at Chantelle, which is Chantelle at gba.org.gg, or simply people quite often just pop into the Vision Support Centre where we're based to reach out for our services. We have a Facebook page, people can message us through there. We try and make there no barriers to accessing our information and our support. You don't need a referral, you don't have to go via your doctors or your GP. We're here to help anyone and everyone, and we can do so confidentially at zero cost.
That's great, Chantelle. Thank you very much for coming on to RNIB Connect Radio today to talk about Guernsey Blind Association.
Thank you very much for having me. It's much appreciated.